Sensei, when and why did you move to the United States?
Well, like, I wanted to be an English teacher in Japan, but I couldn't speak any English. So I thought I should get some English training, how to teach English. So that's the reason I decided to move to West Virginia University for get my MA. And TESOL is teaching English as a second language. So first plan is I go home and teach English, but I stayed this country, I don't know, more than 30 years.
Why do you think it's important that students practice their Japanese in both written form and spoken out loud?
Well, we usually do essay contest and move to the speech contest. Mm-hmm. I'm challenging students, what do you want to say? Like, how do you express your opinion using your language skill? Very, very good student have to use brain. And this is, Japanese is to me like more brain stimulation language.
Talking in class is one thing, but then going up in front of everyone, I remember the first year I was really, really nervous.
You know how to learn Japanese and what you have to do. You are very much like mood maker because you showed up every day. And if you remember, you wave at everybody and you said, Ohayou gozaimasu, and class cheer up. And so then you went to Japan.
That was me talking about how I was really nervous before I met my homestay families, and I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to say anything, and initially I couldn't say very much, but we ended up communicating through a mix of Japanese and English really well, and I wasn't nervous anymore, and had a good time.
That is, I didn't teach you, and there is no textbook stuff, but you find out, and that's colloquialism, and we use it, very polite situation, impressed.
Well, thank you. What above all else do you want students to take away from their years in Japanese at school?
Well, culture differences. That is, Japanese nation, we don't care not so much about language, but we care more about culture-wise. So respecting each other, different people, different faith people, all the language is different, but emotion is same. Because I believe we can understand, Japanese people, American people can understand, at least accept each other. That reason I'm teaching foreign language.
Recently, our class, due to some budget cuts and things, our class has gotten combined. It does seem to create a family environment learning from each other, sometimes very funny.
I think one of the student mom called me and she said, my son listened to you more than what I said. And she said, could you tell my son blah, blah, blah. And I was wondering, I'm not your son's mom, but...
We definitely do sometimes refer to you as our second mother.
I feel like I'm chasing you guys. And I think big difference American way, Japanese way, because once I'm a teacher forever. If my student need me, I'll be there.